Can a homeowners association prevent me from displaying a Bible Club sign? Stay tuned.
Today's legal case is from the files of the Christian Law Association. Here's attorney David Gibbs, Jr.
Patty was planning an after-school backyard Bible club for her neighborhood. She wanted to put signs in her yard to advertise for the club, but she had a good question. Could her local homeowners association prevent her from posting signs throughout the neighborhood? As with most legal questions, the answer depends, and her homeowners association governing documents were the key to everything. Our Christian Law Association attorneys were more than happy to analyze her specific situation. We reviewed her HOA policies and advised her on how to proceed with announcing the Bible Club study. Be sure that you know what the rules are before you go to work on advertising a ministry. In this case, Patty had every right to put her signs up.
You can speak to one of our legal missionary attorneys without charge, 24 hours a day. Call 888-252-1969. That's 888-252-1969. Or if you prefer, 888-CLA-1969.
And we're about 12:09 on our Wednesday, the fifth day of August, and cloud cover here in the Pisgah Forest area, and starting to see a few showers pop up on the radar developing along the upper ridges in Transylvania County, along the parkway, say up in Balsam Grove, and back down into the Pisgah National Forest. So we'll wait and see how these develop. Some of that moisture might not even be making it to the ground yet, but we do have showers in the region, I guess is what I'm saying. If you're going to be out and about for a little while, probably grab the umbrella when you grab your car keys. We've got Swap Shop headed your way here in a few minutes with myself and Brother Roger Walton. We count it a real joy if you can stick around with us. Also, if you have an item that we could air for you today, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or to trade, or maybe you have a lost and found item, or you're planning a garage or yard sale. And then businesses, if you are looking to hire individuals, that fits in Swap Shop as well. A couple of different ways you can get your material to us. The info at 884-9427. That's area code 828-884-9427. You can email wgcr@icloud.com, or you're welcome to visit our website, which is wgcr.net. Taking us up to Swap Shop time today, the Wisnants and Lord of All of Me.
The Lord of everything, powerful, omnipotent, awesome and supreme. But not until my world had crumbled, all but fell apart, did I find that He could be the healer of my it in the hands of the one who holds the heavens, when I listen for the call of the one who calms the sea, when I surrendered all my doubts to the one who always knows my deepest need, that's when the mine through Christ my King. For when I became
of the one who holds the heavens. When I listen for the call of the one who calms the seas, when I surrendered all my doubts to the one who always knows my deepest needs, that's when the Lord of all became Lord of all of me.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Back to the narrow way, patiently wend them, tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying.
Beloved Fanny Crosby is the writer of this song. She was asked to speak to a group of people about her life. During her talk, she had an overwhelming sense that someone there had strayed from their mother and her teachings. She pleaded that if there was one who had strayed, to come see her. A young man of 18 came and told her that he had promised to meet his mother in heaven, but he wasn't saved. Fanny led him to the Lord that night. She went home and couldn't get the thought of rescue the perishing off of her mind. She wrote the entire song that night, and the next day, William Sloan wrote the music. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to a Wednesday. It is the fifth day of August. And hello, Brother Roger.
Hello.
How are you?
I is what I is. I am what I am.
There you go. And sometimes that's just how it is. Well,
to be biblical, I am what I am by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. And I join exactly the same. By the good grace of God, I am what I am. And working on what he wants me to be.
I like that song. He's still working on me.
I do too. I know that it was probably released as more of, you know, a kid's song. But if we'd get real honest as adults, it fits us too.
Probably. Yeah, well, I think Joel Hemphill wrote it, and it was pretty popular even amongst the listening audience back in his day. So.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, though, when he wrote it, did he have children in mind? and I'm talking to the gentleman who knows all about the history of the songs. So, yeah, but there's a gentleman in our church, a preacher, and he talks about one day, I think his Sunday school, he did opening and talked about how that song just gets to him and does me too. He's still working on me to make me what he wants to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars. Yeah.
But for us, it's a lifetime.
Yeah, that's it, you know, to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, because he's still working on me. Yeah, but amen and oh me, all at the same time. Well, Brother Roger, I've got a few things here. I will say, please, for prayer request, of course, please continue to pray for Pastor Barton as he recovers from back surgery that he had a week ago today. And we're sure trusting the Lord will bless in the recovery process. And we both know how that process can go. And you're praying for more good days than bad ones. And
the first week is always tough. Hmm. And then you just kind of count it by milestones. And by the time you get 2 weeks into it, things usually start turning around. But the problem is when you have an area that's that sensitive to everything you do, mm-hmm. and then you have to work on it in therapy. So you feel okay. And then you go work the therapy stuff they ask you to do. And then you hurt.
Yeah. It's like, I don't like this. This is not good. Nobody told me it was going to be like this. Well, they may have, but it's always, you know, it's hard to wrap your mind around what you think you're going to go through until you actually go through it. And it's like, nothing I thought it was going to be. Nope. I wasn't in for this one, but
The first operation was the most painless and fastest healing there ever was. And that's when God opened up Adam's side. Sewed it up. You couldn't even tell that he'd been in there.
Yeah, you had the great physician who did that one. So, but you pray for Pastor Barton, and again in the recovery process, also pray for dear lady Nancy. She had. I'm going to back up my days here. She had open heart surgery on Monday, and then experienced some difficulties through Monday night into. To yesterday morning, and then sometime between then and now, they've had to go back into surgery again and put in a pacemaker. And so please remember Nancy, and then remember another lady that had valve replacement surgery yesterday, and from what we hear, surgery went as they were expecting and hoping it would, and that the new valve they put in was working. Okay. And so that's an answer to prayer there. And pray for, of course, her. I think it's about a week hospital stay. And pray for several others, some that are sick. Pray for the family of Brother Sammy Allen. Services, visitation tomorrow, and then services on Friday. And there's several other requests. There was a request came in yesterday for a brother-in-law. The Lord knew the need there. And then please pray for Joanna, our daughter, having back surgery tomorrow.
There was also a prayer request that came in via the text where it turned out to be cancer. Mm. And they're praying. They were able to reconstruct some things, but it's attached to the abdominal wall. A lot to go there, a lot of treatments and things. And then the lady down in Florida that I've known since birth, and mm-hmm. she calls me uncle, had the cancer, it was everything where it started in the ovarian area was taken care of. Mm. But now she's had some more issues, and they found that it actually made it to her liver.
Oh, my.
So she is going to have to go back. And when she went back to the doctor, she said to the doctor, "Did you even think that you would even see me from the first time?" He said, "No, you're a miracle. You should have died the first time.
Wow.
You're a walking miracle."
Wow. Well, she is giving God all the glory through this circumstance.
She shines. Let me just tell you, she was the most strong-willed child I've ever met. And from birth, she had, but as God tempered her and saved her, that strong will has made her stand her ground.
Hmm.
And boy, she is a Christian that just serves Christ. And I mean to tell you, she'll let anybody talk her down or out of it, what she believes. And whilst we're praying prayer requests, this stunned me yesterday. I was on prayer time, and I was doing with the arrangements for Dr. Allen, kind of giving the tribute. And I was looking down through Facebook. And if you remember, I asked you to pray for a pastor that was our pastor in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away Friday in the hospital. And his daughter was kind of distraught because he had to pass away alone. Well, I caught the popped up right there as I was there. My precious mom is in the loving arms of Jesus. She said, just 3 days after Dad, both of them died alone in the hospital. And she would make you laugh.
Hmm.
She was one of those preacher's wives that if you walked away sad, you weren't listening.
Oh, wow. So now, did they both get ill at the same time or battling different ailments?
They were different things. He was disoriented, couldn't walk, mm-hmm. and he was actually getting some better, and then mm-hmm. don't know really what caused it. I was not sure. Melody probably knows more about. Yeah. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
But they passed. In fact, I first met him when I was 14 because they pastored about 20 miles south of where my pastor was. We were in the elementary school. So for me to get baptized, we used their church. And I got to meet them, never dreaming they would be our pastor when we moved to Lakeland and taught at Lakeland Christian School.
Wow.
So, yeah.
The Lord kind of intertwines so many lives in this journey. And sure praying for that precious family, that daughter and others. The church family as well, I know is hurting there. So please be praying for them, and pray for a lady that appears to have had multiple strokes. I have not heard an update on her. But also pray for a precious lady we love dearly. She's going through chemo, and her next round of chemo is scheduled for August the 12th, but she needs her counts to come up. And you understand all about the counts. And so she's been taking injections end of last week, I think. I don't know if she has any more this week. Praying that those injections will help to raise her white blood cell count. So please remember this precious lady. This is, I don't know how many rounds of cancer this makes. I know it's 2, possibly 3. And it could be different than that, but the Lord knows, and so pray for her and for others that are going through treatments and things as well. A lot to pray about.
Yes, amen.
A lot to pray about, and we count it an honor that folks would entrust us to pray, and it's not just words that we say. We do take these requests before the Lord as they come to us, and then we try to save them. Brother Roger, I'm trying to get to where we can save them for you for the afternoon for prayer time and drive time in the afternoon. Brother Roger is filling in for Pastor while he's recuperating. So Brother Roger has early mornings and late afternoons. He's just a man of many hats.
Oh, is that they used to say, a jack of all trades, master of none.
Oh, no, that's not Brother Roger. That's not him at all, but I know he doesn't like anybody doing accolades to him. But we sure love and appreciate Brother Roger and his sweet wife. God bless y'all, and we're thankful you're our way. Before I forget, I possibly still have two little redheads that might be listening to the radio wondering if Nana is going to say anything about their birthday. And so, yes, I am. Thank you for asking. I would like to send out the biggest, most special, and sweetest birthday wish to two precious six-year-olds, my reds. They have beautiful red hair. That's why I call them. I love their red hair. Wouldn't want it any other color. Red hair and beautiful blue eyes. Harper and Kenley Warren, twins born 2 minutes apart, are six today.
Amen. Wow.
I know.
Six.
They're six. Oh, say it ain't so, but yep, it is. They are six today, and they are bright and sweet and as different as day and night, but yet identical in many ways. And I love them more than I ever thought possible. And I hope and pray you have the most amazing day, and I can't wait to eat more cake with you. We've partied since Saturday, so I'm on a sugar overload. I had a cupcake for breakfast, but it's all good.
There you go.
You can do that maybe when you're six, but when you get my age, it kind of messes with you. But nonetheless, it's a big day. And also, I hope I'm going to say this name correctly. Esperanza Kim is having a birthday today. And then Sister Janice Bryson has a birthday as well. And so God bless all of these dear folks. We hope and pray you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And Lord bless each of you. That's our prayer. Well, so I wanted to get that in so I didn't forget, because I wouldn't want to do that.
Got to be Grandma.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Well, an addendum to what you said yesterday about Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
Fox Business News came out with the shortage is expected to continue until the year 2021.
Yeah. I saw that, and I actually printed it out, and because they said that that there was like a 22% increase in the demand just in the quarter that of COVID, and they say that they've hired folks and everything, but and they've increased the production, but that we can expect to see a shortage of the wipes, because they say the wipes are more popular, I guess, than the other things that they offer through 2021. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's two interesting laws of economics that play. And the first one is the law of supply and demand. And we don't balance it on a wide area. It's a middle ground teeter-totter. Just a little bit tips it the wrong way. Yeah. They end up with too much product. It costs them, because merchandise on the shelf costs.
Yeah.
But when they say they're ramping up production up, there is a law called the law of diminishing returns. And that simply means, you say, if one person can make this many, maybe two people can make more than that many. But you get to a point where so many people, you are not making more. Number's going up, but it's diminishing by each person's account.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So you have to get another production company up, or another company. There's only so many in a company, and then you get what's called the law of diminishing returns. They're not going to make a profit.
Yeah.
And be able to pay. So,
do you think on the back end of this there will be an oversaturation, because ultimately we're all going to get our pantries or our shelves or wherever we put stuff, we're going to get them full of toilet paper and paper towels and hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This, just to tell you, to share with you, there will be a press conference today. I haven't checked. He's been doing them at 3. I haven't checked yet if it's 2 or 3, but this is the press conference about August the 7th.
Okay.
So he's going to, and I'm just imagining we're going to be staying put.
Yeah.
In where we're at.
It's at 4 o'clock.
Is that 4 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah, that's a different time because, like, usually it's earlier. But yeah, I just went to UNC TV and double checked. They usually have it on the top of their bar there. So yeah, the briefing with Governor Cooper at 4 o'clock today, and we will we'll do our best to air that.
And I'll try to record it. And if there's anything worthy, I'll ship it up there for prayer time. In the meantime, I'll have watched it and I'll know we'll have a little bit of it on prayer time where we're headed.
Okay. And we'll talk later, and we may just wait, since you'll cover it during prayer time. We may just wait and let you do it from scratch then, and since it's, you know, fairly close, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
we'll check and see. But either way, the information will be shared with our listeners, whether we carry it live at 4 or if it's just dealt with at 5:15 for prayer time. But again, we will take care of that, and we'll let you know. So be listening. Miss Grace will let you know. In mention, he'll talk about COVID and restrictions. I saw where Carowinds has made the decision they're not even going to open this year.
Yeah, I did the story on that, but what I left out was their season pass, which I don't have in front of me, but they are going to honor these passes.
Yeah.
So you might have that information.
Well, yeah, they said that, you know, again, they just couldn't get things to work out to open safely in 2020. So that if you have a season pass for this year, it'll be good next year. And they're also going to be sending out some the pass perk loyalty rewards, which is basically good for stuff in the park, like concessions and things. So you get a little benefit that you know, extra things. And so I don't know. I can understand where they're coming from. How do you manage it all and still manage to make a profit? Because if you're only allowed to have, what, 50% occupancy or
yeah.
whatever.
Disney said they've lost so far $5 billion in their parks.
In this year total?
In just the quarter.
Oh, wow.
Of being shut down because of all the things they own in the theaters and mm-hmm. their theme parks around the states and the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then in Spartanburg, the International Festival for October 2nd to 3rd, that has been canceled.
Really?
Again. They said they're saddened by it, but they just can't figure out how to do it safely due to COVID-19.
Yeah. And UConn, the University of Connecticut, they have canceled their football season. They're the first collegiate to make this announcement that I know of, first collegiate team. But they just said they could not find a safe way to make it happen for their coaches, staff, and their athletes. So UConn will not be playing football this year. So I don't know if other announcements will follow from other universities. We'll just kind of wait and see. And you know, the high school season is still on, as far as we know, as of right now.
And it's interesting. Greenville County said that if they were to make their decision of what school would look like today, mm-hmm. they would come to school one day a week.
Really?
But they're going to put it off till next week and give parents 2 weeks. But they said as it evolves, they could change it, and they'll give parents 5 days notice if they're going to change and add or subtract back, totally following the numbers.
Wow, 5 days.
So, yeah.
That's not a whole lot, and I'm not being critical, just 5 days. I'm thinking I'm a parent and I've got to work out if I'm going to be schooling my children or how many days I'm going to be doing, taking care of my kids and schooling them. So, but it's not an easy thing on either side. And we've said that all along.
Yeah.
It's,
the ones that'll be safe are the 24,000 that signed up for virtual, and they have to carry that all the way to the semester before they can make a change.
So that's December. So they are okay. So they'll go out. The ones, yeah, it's not going to change. And we're sure praying for all the teachers and administrators. And I saw today, I read an article about the forgotten ones in this whole thing, trying to figure out what to do, are the bus drivers. And they showed a bus, and it had, you know, tape down the middle of the seat, and they were trying to, they said that, you know, that something that a lot of folks are not talking about is the dilemma in transportation to and from school.
Yeah, and there is, in that big 32-page guidance on school openings from the governor, there's a big major section, and I read it, and I was like, how? How? I drove a bus, believe it or not, in the late 70s. No, early 70s. I drove a bus for a Christian school.
Yeah.
And man.
Yeah. So God bless
all the bus
drivers.
First of all, if there's not a monitor on the bus, how does the bus driver keep kids from moving seats and sitting next to somebody? It's a nightmare.
And they were talking that, say, a 40-passenger, 42-passenger bus could carry 20 children, give or take, unless maybe you had families where siblings could sit closer one to another. And they said, how in the world do you do the 6-foot social distancing on a bus? Because you're going to take out over half of the seats if you go with 6 feet, just by the way that, you know, the buses are designed. And trying to monitor whether there's symptoms, okay, and do you load them in certain ways, like from the back to the front? And you, as you said, how do you keep them from changing seats? And what do you do if you've got a child who shows symptoms and the parent's not there at the stop, so you've got to go ahead and allow them to ride the bus to get them to school, to let a parent come get them there? I mean, this could go on and on and on. And that's just you and I chatting, so imagine what the people who actually know what they're doing. Imagine all the scenarios they have going. It's crazy.
They're listening to us saying, you don't even know the half.
True that. Now, Brother Roger, what he's driven a bus, so he's got a better idea than I would. I rode a bus, but that's about as far as it goes. I wanted to give kind of a PS to what you said yesterday about the hand sanitizer and the poisoning that some was bad. The 911 Poison Control Center, it's not really 911, but the American Association of Poison Control Centers said that they had a 70% increase in calls, and most of those were regarding hand sanitizer.
Wow.
Yeah, and they said that a decent number, if not over half, they didn't give. They said that out of the calls they took, there were thousands of cases reported that were dealing with children ages 5 and younger.
See, that article said that methanol is very dangerous for kids because their bodies are so little, it gets in the skin, and it can travel a lot more places.
Yeah, so it's something to take note. And the CDC recommends that you use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% ethanol, which is like alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
Right.
Because they say when you, as you said yesterday, I guess it was the methanol, when it's got that higher concentration of that is where it gets dangerous. And methanol. I wanted to make sure I said that right. So it is very important to look at the label on the hand sanitizers. And they said, please use soap and water when you can, and make the hand sanitizer plan B only when you have to. And they say some of the symptoms of a higher dose of the methanol would be a headache, blurred vision, nausea, vomiting, and in some of the more severe cases would be blindness and seizures. So definitely a scary thing.
It is. And like I got called back to the clinic today for a shot that they got covered for me that I don't have to pay for. It's a $9,000 shot.
Wow.
And so my wife now works back at the office, so she can't go to the bank. So knowing I was going to go to the bank, when I went there, I'd already washed my hands with soap and water. When I got done, I used their hand sanitizer, got in my car, and before I left, I put gloves on, drove to the bank drive-through, and handled that thing with the gloves on. And as soon as I put it back in and was done, I took the gloves off and set them inside the mask that I wore to throw away. Mm-hmm. That's how, because I can't afford anything. So I go above and beyond to make sure.
Well, you have to. You don't have an option. So just be careful. Know what you have and be educated, be as well educated as you can about the dangers. And I know sometimes kids, they like to play with hand sanitizer. It's just something that, you know, it's cold when you kind of rub it in and put it on, and then it kind of goes away. But please don't let them get it and play with it.
And they said if they ingest it, it would be fatal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
On the methanol.
It's by the, definitely.
We've had so many things that we say that is, you know, the world's changed so much. But I wanted to share this. I meant to share it the other day, and I just forgot. The 2020 North Carolina prayer drive made its way through the mountains on Saturday. And they met in Clyde to start. And a caravan of cars traveled down I-26, passing through Hendersonville into Spartanburg, saying that they were calling for unity and prayer and healing in the Carolina communities.
Amen.
And they had 2 Chronicles 7:14 on the side of the car with an American flag and a Bible superimposed on it with a cross on the Bible.
Yeah. And it was not, as I understand it, it was not anything politically motivated. It was to remind folks the importance of prayer.
Yeah. It was a prayer drive.
That was
just
it.
Just to get people to pray.
Amen. And if there's ever a time, boy, we need to be praying for our country, our leaders, and we need to pray for one another. And as we said earlier, a lot to pray about. Someone texted in and wanted to know how the theme song for Swap Shop was chosen. And I have to say, I don't know.
I don't even remember what it was before we changed it.
It was Moving Up to Glory Land by the Cathedrals.
Okay.
Years ago when Swap Shop first started, long time ago.
I listened to it, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it was that moving. But they do it much better than I just did, by the Cathedrals. That was the original song. And but it changed sometime. There was a period of about 8 years that my husband and I and family, we lived in Texas and worked with ACE. So it changed while I was gone. So I don't know the answer to that, but it's a great question, and I'll see if I can find the answer for you.
I think the person that might be able to answer it is Shanna.
That's who I was going to call after Swap Shop, or I'll text her. And we'll get that answer for you. And but a good question, but I don't have the answer.
I remember a lot of things in the early Swap Shops, like Larry Spears' Chihuahua.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, Chihuahua. Yeah, there's so many things. Yeah, I guess one of my all-time favorites, I have several, but one that comes to mind was the item was a blue topaz ring. Well, Larry read it as a blue toupee. And he was like, this is a really nice one. It's got some diamonds and some side jewels. And I'm like, you are making no sense at all. But that was back in the day when everything was handwritten. We used to read Swap Shop off of sticky notes. And then it went to notepads. And then we got high tech and it was typed out. God love Miss Robin. I think Miss Robin Baker was one that would type out things originally. And so, yeah, that was back in the early days when it was sticky notes. And, you know, everybody's handwriting is not as legible as others. So, yeah, so the blue topaz ring that turned out to be a blue toupee in some minds, that was a classic. Yeah, it was classic. Gotta love it. Oh, my. Folks have put up with a lot from us, and we sure appreciate it. I'm not saying we're not going to make that similar kind of mistake today, but technology has sure helped a lot with us getting to read everything from a computer. Well, Brother Roger, we'll go ahead and get into our swap shop items for today and remind folks, if you've got an item, you're welcome to call us 828-884-9427, or you can email wgcr@icloud.com.
Someone is looking for and needing a burning barrel. The number there is 388-3974, 388-3974.
And I'll have one that you won't see. It just came in. Here is a lady that is looking for a refrigerator. And this is an elderly lady that could sure use some help. Maybe you've got one and you'd be willing to deliver it to her. That would be an extra special blessing. And she's looking for a refrigerator, 877-6243, 877-6243.
A 1984 Cutlass Supreme automobile four-door, also an antique maple pipe organ. Call for pricing, 877-4857, 877-4857.
And I believe those canning jars are gone.
Oh, I meant to take that
That's
out.
That's okay. Here's a 5,000 BTU window AC unit. It's been used very little. It runs on 110, good shape. $45. 553-6241. 553-6241.
2 gallons of figs ready to put up, $15 per gallon. They can be picked up in the Etowah area. 243-0611. 243-0611.
We have some folks that are looking for canning jars. Again, they're looking for canning jars at 226. 1134 226 1134.
Someone has a 1995 Damon Frontier Flyer motorhome for sale, $6,700. 580-630-3653. 580-630-3653.
Here's some quilting fabric. It includes some quilt fabric tops. Very nice material. Call for more information and pricing at 553-6734, 553-6734. And I believe, Brother Roger, that is going to be a wrap on our swap shop items. Let's see if we've got any traffic issues. Are you aware of anything going on?
There wasn't a few minutes ago. The gorge was even looking good.
Wow. Well, that's not something we can say very often, so hallelujah for that. We had a little rain shower kind of move through here just a little bit ago. It's kind of playing itself out. You may see some showers over around 26, around, say, Naples, Mountain Home area, but this shower not going to last too long. And right now, once it moves through, everything's looking pretty good. But we do have that chance of scattered showers for the afternoon. That's still at about a 40% chance, last I checked with the Weather Service. Well, Brother Roger, share your heart with us this afternoon.
Well, I was thinking about when I said yesterday, the exceeding great and precious promises. And I was thinking about the promise to Adam and Eve about future progeny and how Seth was the substitute and how in that lineage it tells the entire story of salvation to the church, showing that God kept his promise. And then we see Abraham, I'll bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you, and God kept his promise and still does.
Amen.
And how he said you and your wife in older age are going to have a child, and God kept his promise. He sent the flood, and he said when it was all said and done, there was a rainbow in the sky. To remind you and I, when we see it, God keeps his promises.
Amen.
And this interesting because back in the day when evolution came into being, they tried to figure out how to combat that by saying that there wasn't, anything but a local flood. But God said it was a flood that destroyed the world and only 8 people escaped. And in Psalm 104, it says, thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. the water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. The voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Showing that where the Colorado River and the Grand Canyon, showing what he did when he did it. He says, thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. And way back in the earliest book ever written, the book of Job, God says to Job in his multitudes of questions, who has shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud thy garment thereof, and thick darkness a swallowing of it, and break up it for my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves stand. God kept his promise.
Amen.
Jesus came the first time, just like he said, God kept his promise. He says he's coming back again. And if he keeps all, and by the way, I didn't scrim the surface. We don't have time for what God's done. But he's coming again, and he will keep his promise. And by the way, he said on October the 20th, 1970, when I trusted him as Savior, he promised that I was going to be eternally okay.
Amen.
And take me to heaven. And when I thought about that, all I could think about was an old song by the Steels titled, and God kept his promise. Amen. You can rely on him.
Amen.
God spoke to Abraham, here is your desire. You and your wife Sarah are going to have a child. Abraham responded, we are old, how can this be? And God said, I promise you and Sarah, just believe. And God kept his promise, he honored his word. The womb that was empty has now been made full, and your seed will number the sand by the on the hill of Calvary. Jesus was dying on an old rugged tree. When he cried, it is finished, they took his body down. And God's redemption promise was laid in the ground. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, came Mary bearing spices, his body to keep. When she arrived at the tomb, two men in white were there to say that God kept his promise.
And Jesus is alive today.